Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Here I'm in Birmingham, United Kingdom. Behind me, Centenary Square, that very curious shaped building. All of these circles on the outside of it, that's the main city library. Don't know what on earth this contraption here is an aid of. Bizarre. But looking quite alluring. It's neoclassical gone slightly wrong. Anyway, leaving Centenary Way and moving towards Victoria Square. So Birmingham is the second biggest city in the United Kingdom. I mean, the actual city proper has got about 1.1 million people. The metro area has got over 4 million people. So it's obviously got its own airport, and there are five universities. The University of Birmingham, is it Birmingham City University, which is one of the worst in the United Kingdom out of 140. Aston University, and I can't even remember the others. So what else about it? I mean, it's a medieval village, sometimes spelled with an E, Birmingham. And it's only in the late 18th century when it became a prominent city. So for the Industrial Revolution, it's close to the Black Country. There's a lot of coal there. So which county was it carved out of? I don't even know. It was the primary city of the English West Midlands, Worcestershire and Warwickshire around here. And he thinks it comes out of Worcestershire. And then it grew very prominent, often calls itself the second city or the workshop of the world. So people from Birmingham around are known as Brummies. And that's a Brummie accent, which is voted one of the most loathed accents in the United Kingdom. So this high-pitched, slightly sing-song, whiny accent, often delivered through gritted teeth. So it looks a bit like an American city. It was deindustrialized in the 1980s, the factories going bust, and then there was urban regeneration. The canals were in parlous condition, weren't workable, but they cleaned them up and they opened, you know, shops and hotels and housing units along the canals. So it's a city that's really been transformed over the past 30 years. And I read it as the third most visited city in the UK. I can't believe it because it's rather lacking in sites, despite being quite big. It's got some major hospitals as well. Just thinking how the Chamberlain family, they dominated it from the late 19th century right up until 1940. So it was Joseph Chamberlain, who was actually born in London, came here as a baby, was eventually manager of a screw factory, and he was Lord Mayor of Birmingham. He was later a Member of Parliament of Birmingham, Birmingham Edgbaston, and then he had, he's married twice after a divorce. That was a real no-no for politicians in the 19th century. It was through his first wife dying that led him to marry his second wife, and then he had children from both marriages. But the famous ones are Austen Chamberlain, for his first marriage, who became leader of the Conservative Party, the only Tory leader until Haig, not to become Prime Minister. And then in his second marriage, he had Neville Chamberlain, who attended rugby school not far away, Mason College, which later became the University of Birmingham. Right, so here we are. We're going to come close to Victoria Square, and there's a fine art gallery. So Attwood was a famous liberal who was prominent here in the late 18th century. Led to the establishment of popular rights and indeed the Great Reform Act eventually. I don't think he lived to see it. What else? Congreve Passage. Because I'm thinking, well, there's William Congreve, that poet is often misquoted as having written, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned." He didn't write it with such brevity, but yeah, that encapsulates what he says. So there's some very fine looking Victoriana. Okay, the city at its height of its commercial success, these statements in stone of self-assurance. You might say, rather a waste of public funds. Many people were living in poverty. And Chamberlain Square. So that was the family seat passed down through the father, Joseph Radical Joe, as he's known as, and latterly to his son, Austen, and later to Neville Chamberlain. Neville Chamberlain, of course, Prime Minister, 1937 to 1940. He resigned after the Norway debate. For God's sake, go! Was it Leo Amery shouted at him? Then he stepped aside. This is the art gallery. And Churchill took over. So it was only 6 months later Neville Chamberlain died of throat cancer. His cancer was very rapidly advancing. From diagnosis to death was only about 3 months. So then they lost Birmingham, Edgbaston, or as you pronounce Edgbaston, I don't know. There's a big cricket stadium around there. So what else could I say? The most famous school here would be King Edward VI School, because under Henry VIII, loads of monasteries, abbeys, priories and so forth have been closed. They often had schools attached to them. And so there was this sort of gap for an education about 20 years. And the godly imp, this boy king, Edward VI, he founded them. Look at that for neoclassical. You see the old 3-to-8 ratio, the Greeks thought expressed beauty, the Corinthian columns. And you'll see something similar in the City Art Gallery, and behold yon clock tower. Anyway, so if there's a King Edward school, it's usually Edward VI is named after. Remember, this country's had 8 kings, Edward since the Conquest, and 2 before, Edward the Confessor and Edward the Elder. So we're coming on to the largest and most magnificent square of the city, but it's not that splendiferous, which is Victoria Square, named after the Empress of India. So it's rather lacking in sights, despite being such a major conurbation coming onto it. So this is really the focal point of the city, and there is a statue of the Widow of Windsor. She's got her back to me right now, but I'll show. There she is, known in Ireland by some less complimentary epithets. What else would I point out about Victoria Square? So yeah, you know, you probably don't have a mental image of Birmingham. What is an iconic building in Broome? Methinks there aren't any. But these are as handsome in terms of an 18th and 19th century civic buildings as you'd hope to find anywhere. There's the Bull Ring, which is sort of a market area, and the jewellery area. But yeah, there were lots of factories, lots of warehouses, and canal distribution in the 18th century give way to the railways. And that Edward VI school, that's where Jane or Pole was educated. The chap who was MP for Wolverhampton South West and latterly for Down, or South Down, I should say, an Ulster Unionist MP, or J.R.R. Tolkien, John Robert Rule Tolkien. Okay, so here we are. This is the front entrance to the art gallery. If memory doesn't play me false, I've been into it just once. So perhaps you're getting a flavour of the city, not too crowded, large pedestrian areas. But the offices, shops, houses could be anywhere, but it's not so fine as much of London. Some of the outskirts are decidedly unbeautiful, but I wouldn't say that it goes so far as to say the city centre is unlovely. Right, so anything else you might want to know about Broome? There's Black Sabbath is from here, and other famous musical bands. I'm just trying to think. Noddy Holder, what was the name of his group? The guys who did Come and Feel the Noise. That's it. Not too far from Wales. Then it's got a very significant Indian and Pakistani community, quite a big black community as well. So yeah, we passed this. It's a bit of a council house, I think, that I was showing you with the columns. It was the as in city council. So there's a metropolitan ware of the West Midlands, which is not just Birmingham, but some of the dormitory towns around. It was Conservative, and Labour just took it. The Conservative chap held it because of partly of his personal standing, not so much his party, is the smaller towns around it tend to be more Conservative. Is Birmingham itself was very much a Labour city. I mean, every single constituency in the city is held by Labour and has been for quite a long time. It's only at the outskirts, just outside the city, and more prosperous areas with sort of more middle-aged or middle-class or even elderly people, that's where the Conservatives do a bit better. Birmingham Sparkbrook is the heart of the Pakistani community in the West Midlands. So it was Enoch country in the 1970s, and unfortunately that as a time Conservative MP, he said a lot of racialism with a speech in March 1968, the notorious Rivers of Blood oration. Look, there is the Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg, who's been at the Conservative Party conference, formerly MP for Somerset North East, unsure whether he's going back into Parliament. That is an exceedingly eccentric walk. Ministry of Civic Walks, what do you think? Okay, you know, I get stalked by these former Tory cabinet ministers. Not yet a peer of the realm. Okay, right, and there's an Anglican cathedral, which is rather small, but visually alluring. So what do you think? I like the way when they carve some faces in here of who is this? Crowned with victor's laurels up high. Some ancient Greek god or something like that. Some deity when classics was the mainstay of schooling. So somewhat hilly city. Birmingham New Street's the main railway station. Birmingham Snow Hill. Birmingham Moor Street. 5 ways. Perhaps there are others. Okay, and there's obviously Birmingham Airport itself got a railway station, which Heathrow doesn't have a mainline railway station. It goes one straight to Paddington, but doesn't go anywhere else. Really needs to be connected because it's only about 3 miles from the main line, the main sort of London to Cardiff line. Okay, I'll show you the Anglican Cathedral, and then that'll be enough, and then I'll switch it off. So what are your impressions of Broome? Unfortunately, we're seeing it on a decidedly overcast day. It was very rainy earlier on. So they hosted the Commonwealth Games in 2022 and never hosted anything on that scale before. It's called Birmingham City Football Club, but Aston Villa's rather more famous. Just trying to think, is there any other notable thing or team I should tell you about in Broome? Perhaps not. So Handsworth is one of its suburbs. There's Perry Bar, which is about 5 miles north of here. Right. And then I'll show you who I'm talking about. Okay, so that's the Anglican Cathedral. So everybody, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And that is enough from Birmingham, United Kingdom. All right, goodbye everyone.